I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you for spending Friday afternoon with us, KSL News Time 344. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
young people are driving the spike in Utah's coronavirus cases, and now there's a new social media campaign to get them to wear a mask. I'm KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce.
Second, BYU's Chaz Ayu is out for the rest of the season. The junior linebacker had surgery on a pre-existing injury to his lower leg. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
That's going to be Utah County with the crash blocking the two left lanes of traffic. It's after the point of the mountain, but about a mile prior to the SR-92 exit. With that lane blocked, you've got delays, and these are stop-and-go speeds rounding the point of the mountain back to Bluffdale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies, another warm one, 86. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunshine and 82 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
President Trump on the campaign trail in Atlanta, outlining his economic promise to black communities with job creation at the centerpiece.
Open 500,000 new black-owned businesses. Increase access to capital in black communities by $500 billion.
Earlier in the day, the president spoke to Latino voters in Miami. Democratic vice presidential hopeful Kamala Harris, the first female candidate of color on a major party ticket, addressed the NAACP convention today by video. The casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is now lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. She's the first woman and the first Jewish American to do so. President Trump is expected to announce his nominee to succeed Ginsburg tomorrow. Police in Portland, Oregon are preparing for dueling rallies this weekend. Stocks end a volatile week, closing higher. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The experts are telling us to mask up when we're out in public to help slow the spread of COVID-19.
What we do know is that when someone is wearing a mask, it makes a huge difference on if they're transmitting any virus out to other people. That one's a guarantee.
Got it. That's not news. But you might have wondered, what about when I'm exercising? Well, Utah Department of Health Physical Activities Coordinator Brett McKiff tells the Let's Get Moving podcast, your breathing increases by 2 to 4 times the normal rate, and the force of your breath goes up as well.
So if you're going out for a run, that ability to project virus particles can be as much as 15 feet. So that's something to obviously keep in mind.
Yeah, so what's the sane answer to this question then?
The recommendations are if you cannot maintain a social distance of at least the 6 feet, you should be wearing a mask, even in a place that doesn't have a mask mandate, just for the sake of in an abundance of caution, I think is we often hear the term. But if you're going to be exercising, more so, because there is a lot of issues with that. So what do we do? Well, we say wear a mask, but what if I'm out on a trail? If you're by yourself and you're far away from people, don't wear a mask. You don't need to. That's a key part of it. But if you're going to be with even that 15 feet of people, definitely wear a mask.
Okay, but what if I'm at the gym? Wait, which of you guys back there wrote? I'll just read it as it's written, okay? But what if I'm at the gym sweating my butt off in a Zumba class?
Well, again, we're going to look at the distance and the type of activity. If you are within that distance, we do recommend you wear a mask, absolutely. And I watch a lot of videos from around the country and hear a lot of people talking about their experience in a gym. Well, as I look at some of the videos, the most common thing is people seem to like to wear a mask around their throat or around maybe just their chin, where it needs to cover the mouth and the nose. That's an important part of it. In fact, most of the videos I've seen from around the country, that's the most likely thing to see. You know, it doesn't have to be a big issue because it can be uncomfortable. It can get warm. It can get moist and humid. We don't always like the feel of it. But if you're going to be next to somebody, we definitely need to wear it.
You know, I'm counting my blessings. My team could have put me in yoga pants and a tutu. McIff says, just bring your mask with you in your pocket. If you need it, throw it on. When you don't, take it off. No big. To hear this full conversation, catch the Let's Get Moving podcast wherever you get your podcasts. KSL News Time, 3:49. Triple Team Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. I'm heading off to Zumba. Ricky?
There you go. Well, for those headed southbound I-15 into Utah County, you're looking good until you're passing Bangor Highway. Then about 146 south, that's where the delays are waiting for you. It's all due to a crash blocking the HOV left lane of traffic about a mile prior to SR-92. Once you can get around that, you're going to be fine through the rest of Utah County. Northbound I-15, though, we're still seeing some heavy and slow traffic, and it looks like there may be a lane restriction due to construction causing this at Lehigh Main Street, and that's what's causing the delays almost back to Pleasant Grove. Then northbound I-15 in Salt Lake County, heavy and slow as you're going from Sandy up to Midvale. We've had two accidents westbound I-80, one approaching Bangor Highway in the Gore area, the other one a possible rollover crash with injuries near 80th West in Magna. Steve?
Still a good drive if you're on northbound 15, leaving out of downtown Salt Lake City, headed into Davis County. Got scattered slowdowns, though, between Kaysville and Riverdale. Looks like southbound 15, slow as well. Ogden-Hinkley Airport down into Clearfield. Northbound 89 starting to fill in through Third Heights and also at South Weaver Drive. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs reaching 86 today. It's a warm one and a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow, 74, mostly sunny, and 71. Pleasant, cooler weather on Sunday, and again, lots of sunshine. Sunny, only 73 the high on Monday. We're up to 78 on Tuesday with mostly sunny skies. And it warms up on Wednesday back up to 80. Mostly sunny skies and sunshine Thursday, 81. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 82 degrees in Salt Lake City at 351.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Only on KSL News Radio. Let's burn the roof. And then we'll do
it again. Let's do it. This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at smithsfoodanddrug.com/flu. At Smith's Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Have you been annoyed by people working in your home having to remind them that there's a pandemic, to wear masks, gloves, and shoe covers when they come into your home? Have you had to back up and keep backing up to keep a 6-foot social distance? With so many working from home, our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drains, and electrical systems are used more and are more likely to break down. I imagine the last thing you want is to have a technician come out, breathe up in your face, and spread germs everywhere. Even as things open up at Whipple Service Champions, we continue to provide our no-contact service calls. This means face masks, gloves, shoe covers, and sanitizing before and after every call. Keep things working, experience the Whipple difference, and get $100 off any plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning repair of $300 or more. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Listen to KSL all day on the KSL News Radio app or on the app for radio.com.
We've always had villains to face.
Bad guys to take down. But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team.
But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance. But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up To Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all. Cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
We're watching Utah's Money at KSL. Alexa will soon let you do Zoom meetings on your TV. It'll require a few extra pieces of equipment, including a webcam and the new Fire TV Cube. KSL Drives owners of the Tesla Model Y can make their cars faster with a new download. It'll cost you $2,000, but it'll make the trip from 0 to 60 a speedy 3.5 seconds. Good luck getting the Sony PlayStation 5. Most dealer pre-orders sold out within hours, and a second round of pre-orders also sold out. On Wall Street, a great ending to the work week. The Dow jumping 358 points to 27,173. The S&P added 51. The NASDAQ gained 241 points. KSL News Time 355. Cougar Tracks now on Utah's legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio. Here's Mitch Harper.
BYU hosts Troy tomorrow night in Provo. It's one of the remaining seven games on BYU's 2020 schedule that's been dramatically impacted by COVID-19. Could there be more games added to the schedule in the coming weeks? The answer is yes. During a Zoom call announcing the return of Mountain West football, Commissioner Craig Thompson teased the possibility of BYU playing Boise State this season.
There's the potential that a Boise State-BYU previously scheduled game could be played. Other than that, it will be all conference. Not necessarily the opponents that were on the scheduled 2020 slate before the pandemic.
BYU and Boise State originally were scheduled to play November 6th on the blue turf. For more on this story and coverage of tomorrow's game against Troy, go to kslsports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.